starting this Sunday, Special Love is hosting the 36th annual Camp Fantastic. Here to tell us all about it is Dave Smith. He's Senior Director of Outreach and Programs with Special Love. Dave, always good to connect with you.
You too, Barry. Thanks for having me.
36 Camp Fantastics. This is fantastic. A word about Special Love, and then we'll roll right into camp.
Tom and Sheila Baker, a local Winchester couple, founded Special Love and Camp Fantastic back in 1983. They had lost a daughter, Julie, to lymphoma in 1976, and they thought there were opportunities that she did not get to enjoy. She was 13 when she passed, and one of them was camp. And so Tom read about a camp up in upstate New York that had just gotten started, and it was for kids with cancer, and he thought that's what we need to be doing in Northern Virginia. And so they started the week of Camp Fantastic as a way to get the kids out of the hospital and give them a camp experience with medical support if necessary. And that one started in August of 1983 and was sponsored by the nonprofit that Tom had founded at that time called Special Love. And they quickly realized after that first Camp Fantastic that the kids weren't going to want to wait 51 more weeks to come back and see each other. So they started doing family camps, and those morphed into sibling camps, and now we also do teen and young adult camps, and we provide financial support to some of those campers who are trying to go to college or some of those families who are going through the cancer experience and just can't pay their utility bills.
Incredible. So tell us about camp, where it takes place, and what's going to be going on.
Well, we'll be meeting this coming Sunday at the 4-H Center in Front Royal. And the idea is basically a normal 4-H-based camp, but for kids with cancer. And so Sunday afternoon, those kids are going to come in at the end of a long motorcade of Harley-Davidsons, including Barbara Grove out at Winchester Harley-Davidson. And they'll kickstart right away with activities like swimming and hiking and crafts. We'll do campfires every night. The kids will be in rooms with counselors for the week, and then we'll have teams at campfire every night. You know, all the things you think of as a normal camp experience.
Sure.
And 40% roughly will be on treatment for cancer while they're at camp, and so they can get that medicine while they're going through the other activities. So it's a customizable camp experience for kids who otherwise wouldn't be able to go.
You know, Dave, not only just the fun part of camp, but being able to share that with other kids that are going through the same thing you are.
That's right. A lot of kids go to camp for the first time feeling like they're isolated and the only kid they know who has cancer, other than the kids in the hospital who always look sick. And so when they go to camp, they realize that not only do all of these kids share my experience, but many of them are beyond the rough part, and they give me something to look forward to. In fact, that's the spirit that kind of led to all of our family camps and all of the support weekends that we do, because we realize that parents feel alone, and so when they meet other parents at camp, they can share resources and just feel normal again. And when siblings especially feel left out, because quite often they're shuttled off to the side while their parents deservedly spend their attention trying to heal their other child, the siblings often feel left out and cast aside. So we do a program called BRASS for brothers and sisters, and they get that camp all to themselves. So they feel just as special.
Dave, before we close, this is a very special year because we lost Tom Baker, the founder.
That's right. Tom passed away in mid-January, and of course it was an emotional blow for all of us, because he really was the heart and soul of camp. But the good news is, and I've told a lot of people this, is that his dream was to create an organization, you know, built on love, and it's built of a lot of people who love each other. And so that love isn't extended to the campers and will be forever. So we were actually honored to create a fund with the Community Foundation here in the Northern Shenandoah Valley to honor Tom and Sheila, and that funding will be used every year to sponsor kids in the area to be able to go back to camp again.
If we want to find out more, Dave, what's the website?
Our website is speciallove.org, speciallove.org with one L.
All righty. And you're on Facebook as well?
That's right. Facebook.com/speciallovecamps, again, with one L. And Twitter is the same, as is YouTube.
Dave Smith is Senior Director of Outreach and Programs with Special Love. Have a lot of fun at camp, Dave.
Thank you, Barry.